It's been 20 years since one of Hollywood's best-known and most beloved stars has worked in movies, but now he's back with a new release.
Daffy Duck, anything for a buck.
Mr. Duck, I seem to be having trouble with my kitchen appliances.
Listen, lady, this ain't no electricians.
Well, it isn't quite that kind of trouble. Your ad says paranormal expert and...
Oh, I get it. Monsters in the microwave, bats in the blender, that sort of thing. No problem. Just slip into something out of this world, and I'll be right over.
Daffy Duck's new cartoon is a spoof of the film Ghostbusters. It was created by my guests Terry Lennon and Greg Ford. Before coming to Warner Brothers, Ford was a New York-based animation writer and historian, and Lennon worked as an animator on many of the Peanuts TV specials. The Duckstracist is a 7-minute cartoon that is being shown in selected theaters before the main attraction, the way Warner Brothers cartoons used to be shown between the 1930s and the 1960s. I asked Terry Lennon and Greg Ford why they made their cartoon a short instead of feature length.
If you look at any of the Warner Brothers cartoons, and you know, there were somewhere in the neighborhood of 1,000 of them produced, they were all within that 6 to 8 minute time frame, and it's a form that just works real well with these characters. It's a very fast pace, very quick humor. To extend on that form, I think you lose a lot. You know, it slows down the rhythms.
Daffy Duck has always been one of my favorite cartoon characters. I always loved him because he was very funny. He made really bad jokes. He was streetwise. He was something of a con man also.
True.
Terry, what did you always really like about him?
Well, I think he's probably one of the more flexible characters. You know, Daffy works well in almost any situation. And the thing I like about him is in his own mind, he's in control. But actually, for the casual observer, you can see that he really isn't. He's relatively unaware of what's going on around him.
That's a polite way of putting it. He's a little thick, is basically it. When you look at the Daffy Duck through the years and the different directors and writers that have worked with him, the one common denominator is that he seems to appeal to everybody's worst instincts. You know, in some cartoons he's like incredibly greedy, in some cartoons he's incredibly vain, in some cartoons he's incredibly pretentious. It's like, I guess what he just wanted to add to his already vast catalog of faults.
Now, Greg, you're a historian, and Terry, you're an animator. What did you each do for the cartoon? Did you specialize in different areas when it came to designing it and putting it together?
Well, since I came in as the historian, I did all of the animation myself personally. No.
Greg came up with the story and the original script, and then together we both worked out the storyboard. I worked out the drawing, but together we worked out the pacing and the cutting. And
Terry's drawing style definitely dominates the film. And then Terry also worked on the close timing of the film. And then we both, again, worked on the sort of general timing of the film.
Which of you actually went to Warner Brothers to convince them to take Daffy out of Mothballs?
Well, actually, Terry and I did make the pitch together. I sort of, like, conned him into getting it up to that point, but then when we finally made the presentation, we approached it like a team of songwriters, you know, in front of the executive.
We had been working on other projects, you know, such as commercials and television half-hour shows, compilation programs using old footage, and in doing that, what we wanted to do was we wanted to add a new title to the library of shorts.
Animation style has changed a lot since the Warner Brothers cartoons were originally made. Are you using, like, the modern animation techniques, or did you go back to doing it the way it used to be done?
Well, I think the biggest changes in animation occur probably in the marketplace. The mainstream of animation today is produced for television, and so every technique is used to economize on the production. In other words, every imaginable shortcut is taken to speed the process along.
Yeah, I think it's funny. I think sometimes people believe publicity too much. I think it's amazing how little the form has changed since 1901. You know, it's still, you know, if animation is still basically a different drawing a frame.
I think the one major change really in what we did on The Duxorcist and what was done at Warner Brothers in their heyday, I would say the only difference would be that we use Xerox as opposed to hand tracing.
Yeah, it's a much more direct route.
That's really about the only major change.
You got Mel Blanc to do the voice for Daffy Duck, and he did the voice of a lot of the Warner Brothers cartoon characters.
Just about all of them.
He's 79 years old now. I'm almost surprised that he was willing to do this.
Well, I think we probably would have had to beat him away with a stick to not use him. Mel's just a genius. You look at his career, and it's unbelievable all the things that he did. But I think if you ask Mel, I think the Warner Brothers stable and Bugs and Daffy in particular are probably the closest to his heart.
Terry, were there style sheets that you found for the Daffy Duck animation style? You know how sometimes, I've seen pictures of this, how there's style sheets for certain cartoon characters, and you see pictures of them from every angle, so no matter what position you have to draw the cartoon character in, it shows you how they should look?
Model sheets?
Absolutely. And what we did was, I think we probably drew most strongly from a Chuck Jones cartoon called Daffy Dilly. We could have, stylistically, we could have used any number of Daffy Ducks. We went with this one particular model of Daffy. I think overall with The Duxorcist, we were trying to make a cartoon that looked like it would have been produced back in the early 50s.
You know, we've been talking about Warner Brothers cartoons. What made the Looney Tunes, the Warner Brothers Looney Tunes, different from other cartoons of the period?
Well, I think they had like a much more irreverent attitude and tended to be more hip, certainly. Also politically different. I mean, I would say, you know, obviously the Disney cartoons were more conservative than the Warner's cartoons. You wouldn't want to go too far with this, but, you know, it's a basic attitude difference that, you know, Warner's sort of posited the sort of discombobulated world, the sort of wacky world, and Disney's tended to posit, the Disney cartoons tended to posit this sort of God's in his heaven and all's right with the world kind of world, you know.
You obviously both really love cartoons, or else you wouldn't be doing this. When did you both watch cartoons when you were growing up, and did you see them in movies or on television?
Well, yes, definitely. I think in Greg's case, I think he's probably seen every cartoon that was ever made probably, 500 times, Greg? In my case, believe it or not, Huckleberry Hound was the character that gave me the animation bug. That was back when I was in kindergarten, and at that point I pretty much made up my mind that's what I want to do. Needless to say, I think the Warner Brothers cartoons, I think, are the funniest, and I just feel extremely fortunate to be working with a character like Daffy Duck today.
Well, I know your intention with this Duxorcist cartoon was to get it shown as a short before movies in theaters. Are a lot of theaters actually using it that way?
It's a very tough uphill battle to do something like this.
What would be the reasons why a theater might be reluctant to have a short before the movie?
The film cuts into concession sales is the most quoted reason. You know, popcorn and things like that. Although, you know, if it's basically, if the cartoon is just included in the same running time as the feature, then, you know, it wouldn't do that. But I used to work in a lot of movie theaters, so I know how they could get into this mood. They'll say they always want to get in more shows per day because, you know, it'll be more ticket sales. And they want the breaks between the shows to be, you know, a period where people really have nothing much else to do but, like, buy, you know, go to the candy counter and buy something. But on the other hand, you know, with, you know, ticket prices going up to $7 or everything, maybe the public should say, gee whiz, you know, let's at least have a cartoon with our film, you know. That's sort of what we're hoping for.
Greg Ford and Terry Lennon co-created the new Daffy Duck cartoon, The Duxorcist. They spoke to us from the NPR Bureau in Los Angeles. This is Fresh Air.